Praise, we magnify him because he is worthy of all of our praises. I am just thankful to God that we are here this morning, amen, able to continue to do what God has commanded us to do. Pastor Nicole, do we have very many prayer requests this morning? Okay. I'm grateful. I have to apologize. I had my prayer list and notebook and stuff that I wrote notes in, and I have the prayers that were for this week and all, and left it on my desk or somewhere near there. And so I don't have the list that I thought I would. So if you email me for prayers, I got them this week. If you email me for prayers, I got them. We've been praying. The prayer team has them. We've been praying. I just forgot my list to mention to you that we have it. But I do want to send a particularly special shout out to Craig and Sienna Taubmans. Okay. No. They're part of our Hawaii. Yes, they're part of our Hawaiian family. And I'm telling you, we're getting a lot of members from Hawaii. We're getting a lot of people from Hawaii. Hawaii rocks. Amen. And I just wanted to give them a shout out and to thank you for being part of this family. I can't say our family as in ours, but I say our family as in our family. And thank you for being a part of it, and your whole family, just amazing family, amazing family. Amen. And I got another. This is from Gina. I saw you on YouTube. Encourage me to pray. Okay, so did you guys get this prayer request?
I don't think so.
Okay, so tell me how much of that I can read. Amen. I want to pray for those. I want to continue to pray for the special needs children. I want to continue to pray for the soldiers of God that are on the front line, like Karen Fox and Warhammer. And many soldiers like that. I want to pray that you stay strong, because I know we've been saying for many years that the time is short, but so did Noah. Noah said it for a long time, and everybody thought, well, maybe not everybody, but enough of them thought Noah was just nuts. Building a boat for what? To push it around in the sand? What are you gonna do with a boat? And they thought he was crazy too, until one day the prophecy became a reality, which became history. Amen? Amen? And we're still talking about it. It happened way back, and we're still talking about what happened. I'm telling you, I don't know the day, I don't know the hour, but I know the season. Good morning, Pastor Pastor Drea. I don't know the day or the hour. What did I say?
Nidria.
Oh, Lord. That's the second time I said that.
No.
You
said it often.
I say it often?
Yes.
Oh, well, amen. Again, the heart and the mind thing. So, amen. That, Nidria, really? Amen. And so, good morning. God bless you, Brother Larry. Amen. So we're praying for every person. I know that thing. This is Pastor Sandy's wife. I'm sure you know that already. This, amen. I know it's been a long battle. I know that things look crazy, and as we go, they just look even more crazy. But I'm telling you that God is in control. It doesn't matter what it looks like. The children, I mean, the Israelites, when they were, Pharaoh and them were after them, and you know, they head into the water, and there was nothing there but water in front, and Pharaoh and his gang of thugs in the back. And I'm sure there were a couple of people that were a little concerned about what God's next move was going to be. But it didn't matter how concerned they were. It didn't matter how much people doubted. It didn't, nothing mattered, because God's plan still went forward. Amen. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what people are saying. It doesn't matter how many people are doubting. It doesn't even matter in this perspective how many people are falling away, because it hasn't happened yet. It's not going to change God's plan. It's not going to change God's plan. God's plan is still what it was. It's still going to happen. And you can either be a part of the problem or part of the solution. Amen. You can either be with God this, or you can be one of the ones that come up after the rapture. Right. Me personally, I want the first ride.
Amen.
I don't want to come. I don't want to be a part of the tribulation. I don't want anything to do with the tribulation. And if you don't go as part, if you don't go in the rapture, you're not going to be part of the bride. This is the last opportunity to be a part of the bride. Amen. If you don't go in the rapture, you will not be part of the bride. You can still get to heaven if you hold on to the name, hold on to your confession through the tribulation. But why would you even want to go there? Why would you even want to do that? What, you having trouble making it now? What you gonna do when they make you take the mark? What do you think about this? It doesn't. The Bible says He told us to occupy until He comes, right? We have. Yes, do you amen. Know about the prayers? Do we have any prayers?
We don't have many, but they're deep.
Okay, oh, they're deep. Yeah. The Bible tells us. God says, occupy until I come. Serve the Lord, do what you're doing, make your plans, run them through Christ first, get His permission, go to school, go to work, do what you've got to do, knowing that any moment that plan may be put to an end.
Amen.
Right? There's nothing wrong with planning your kids' college. There's nothing wrong with, you know, planning to get a new place because the place that you're living is too small. There's nothing wrong, but you need to remember that these are my plans, but God has bigger plans. And God's plans outweigh my plans on every count.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah, amen.
Minister the gospel like it's the last day, because the Bible said tomorrow's not promised. Whoever you're ministering to, it might be their last day.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says tomorrow's not promised. Preach the gospel. Live the gospel. Be what God has called you to be. Don't get to the point where I just don't care anymore. I just don't care anymore. I'm just gonna drop it all. I'm just gonna walk, 'cause he ain't came yet. He hasn't come yet. He hasn't come yet. He told me a while ago. He said, you know, he woke me up and told me this. He said, my people, talking about us, are like children on a car ride.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? We just pull out of the driveway. I know, but are we there yet? Are we there yet? We just passed your school. Yeah, but are we there yet? Are we there? Do we look like we're there? I'm just but are we there? And he said, that's how we are. He said, we're just acting all the time. Are we there? The car never stopped moving. The car's full of gas. The car's fully capable of getting us. We're on the freeway. We're zooming at top speed. And you're asking me, while you're looking out the window, are we there yet? And you just want to reach back and smack them. Like, shut up. In my house, that's a bad word.
That was a Nerf gun, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. it's like we're moving at top speed. We're on the freeway now. We're almost there. And you're still asking me, are we there? Do we look like we're there? And that's how we are. And he's like, just chill. You're in the car. I'm driving. What you worried about? Mm-hmm. We'll get there when we get there. Amen?
Amen.
I know, but you said, yeah, but what else? But you said, so what? We're not there yet. Look out the window. Do you see us there yet? No. Then shut up and ride. Just do your part in the back seat while I drive. Amen?
Amen.
Can I ask you to just shut up and drive, a ride, and let God do the driving? He knows where we're going. He knows exactly when we're going to be there, because we're all in the back seat trying to tell God what time He's going to be there. And God's the only one that knows what time we're going to be there.
Amen.
Amen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We're all in the back seat. Stop. Don't you hate back seat drivers? And you know what's good? You know what's good? When somebody on the passenger side and they're pushing on the brakes while you're driving.
Awesome.
And they're pushing on the brakes. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
Amen. They're stop light. y'all laughing because it's true. It's like you go to wear my carpet out. Just let God be God. Just let God do it. We'll get there when we pull up and park. When you throw the car in park and say, get out, we're there.
Amen.
That's all you need to know.
Amen.
He says, we'll be there in a little while. Trust Him. We'll be there in a little while. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let me pray. I started out praying, right? Yeah, I think I mentioned it. Okay, maybe it was in my head. All right, y'all wait till y'all get up. Okay, all right. Y'all wait till y'all get up here. Y'all will see. Amen. I want to pray for all of our loved ones, our members. Oh, can I, any of that? Can I?
I will.
You will do it?
Word it.
Okay, you word it. Okay. We thank you for your faithfulness to the ministry, but more so, we thank you for your faithfulness to God. We thank you for praying for us, for lifting us up, for the kind words. We thank you for your those that drive in across the country to come and visit home. For those that call, for those that send email, I got a beautiful one with music last night. These four people of God were singing, and it was just amazing. It was just amazing. I put it on the Facebook and the Twitter. It was just awesome. They were singing a cappella, and it was like a little choir. It was just four of them, and it was amazing. It was amazing. One of our loved ones sent it. It's on Facebook now. I can't remember the names and all that, but all I know, a lady, a guy, and somebody over here, a guy, and it was just awesome. And then the ministry music, and it was beautiful. And God, there's so many awesome people in this ministry, and we have been able to reach out and help so many people in so many places. It's just amazing, and I'm grateful to God that He allowed us to be a part of such a wonderful thing that He's doing. It's not what we're doing. Yeah. It's what God is doing, and He's allowing us to take part in His plan. Yes. And it's an awesome thing. And the people that, the faithful that come in for prayer, yes. Amen, y'all don't have to be here. It could be just me and Abigail, and she ain't got to come. Asia got to come because she live with me, so she ain't got no choice. Amen. But the rest of y'all ain't got to come. Amen. I know she ain't heard me. Amen. But I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful. And I will continue to pray to keep you lifted up. And I'm asking that you will continue to pray to keep us lifted up.
Amen.
Amen. Because we're in this together. And we're going to rise up together. And we're going to fly together. And we're going to land together. And it's going to be on and crack-a-lacking. It's going to be, don't hate. Don't hate. Y'all know y'all want some of this. Don't worry about it. Amen. Maybe we'll teach you how to dance when we get up there. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's on tape. And my wife said we got it on tape. It's not tape.
Oh, see.
Uh-huh. A hello. That's like saying you got a record. Amen. No love language. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for all of our loved ones, families, and friends, those that are here, those that desire to be here, those that join us around the world from every nation, every country, those people that you have placed us in their hearts, and that they have a love and a fire for you. And we give you praise, Lord. We pray that we'll be able to say something today, pray over somebody today, encourage somebody today to come closer to you, or to get back into you, or to come to you in the first place, because we know without a doubt that time is short. And quite frankly, Lord, I'm surprised we're still here. Time is short, and your will is being played out, your will is being done. We're praying, Lord, that we are walking in your will. We're praying for every believer, every person that calls on the name of Jesus. We're praying for those people, for the families. We're praying for spouses who have spouses that do not believe or that have walked away. We're praying for children that have walked away from the gospel. We're praying for pastors and ministers that have walked away from the truth. We're praying for people that have lost hope in the church, because the church has gone another way. We're praying for people that are in darkness, that are looking for the light. We're praying, Father, for those that have sinned and want to come out of sin. We're praying for those that are hurt, those that have been damaged by the church. We're praying, Lord, for those that have been beat up by the world. We're praying, Lord, that your perfect will be done. We're praying, Lord, that you will continue to be with us, and that will be everything that you have called and created us to be. Is that Pastor Sandy? Yeah. Amen. We give you praise, Lord. And we met. Wow. That's Pastor Sandy?
Yeah.
Huh?
Looking up.
Oh. Pastor Sandy is here an hour early. Amen. It's coming. Amen. Where you at, Lord? Amen. Amen. It's happening. Amen. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I saw this big dark shadow walking. I'm trying to see who that is. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
We're praying for Gina.
Gina.
She's asking for prayer over her prodigal husband.
Her prodigal husband.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She is left alone now in his hometown with no family, mm-hmm. and her adult children are gone, and she's just heartbroken.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but we want to pray over.
Amen.
Yeah.
I remember responding to her last night and letting her know, is this the email I forwarded you last night? There's a different one. Oh, okay. What's her name?
Gina.
Gina, I know based on proximity, you may be alone, but your family here, we got you. Amen. Are we still alone, baby?
Yes.
Asia, how's it working?
Good.
Got everything? Amen. Gina, right?
Yes.
Gina, if you like, we can have a prayer warrior to contact you and pray with you so that you don't feel alone. We're your family. You can reach out to us. We're your family. In spite of what's happened, in spite of all those things that are going on, you still have family here, and we're with you. We'll be praying for you. We'll be praying for your children. She said three children?
She just said adult children.
Adult children. And her husband?
Yes.
We'll be praying for you. As a matter of fact, let's pray now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Gina, whenever you hear this prayer, I need you to stretch your hand forward. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for our sister Gina right now. Father, we don't want her to feel alone or depressed. We don't want her to feel cast aside. We don't want her to feel like she has nothing and no one, because I understand how that feels. I don't want my sisters and my brothers to feel that way. You know how that feels, to feel like you've been abandoned after you poured so much out to so many for so long, and then you look up and it's just you. Father, touch her mind. Send her someone that will encourage her, that's in her atmosphere, that will encourage her, someone that you have sent to encourage her, to make her feel like she's not alone, that will lift her up in the name of Jesus. Help her to understand that she is precious in your sight. And if she's precious to you, oh God, she's precious to us. We bless you for all these things. If there's anything in her atmosphere that is not like you, remove it in the name of Jesus, so that you will get all the praise, that you will get all the honor, and that you, Lord, will get all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because of the sensitivity, I won't mention the name.
Okie dokie.
But she is requesting prayer. She's in the midst of a divorce. And her ex-husband is asking for visitation rights. However, there have been sexual abuse allegations against him towards their daughters.
Yeah.
And the daughters are going for an interview on the 15th. And she's asking that the daughters have the strength to disclose what's happening to prevent him from having visitation rights.
Yeah. Yeah. That's deep. Good morning, brother.
Hello.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Oh, children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, can you anoint my hands?
Yes.
Pastor Drea, can I get you to stand in for that young lady?
Yes. Jesus.
It's always so sad when a child has been or thought to have been abused. I mean, we here don't know for sure because we weren't there. But if it is true, it's heartbreaking. To attack children, they can't defend themselves. They don't know how to say no, and they're kids. This is why they're prey. And if it is true, I pray that the Lord will forgive them, but you have to pay for whatever it is that you've done. And I pray that you seek the Lord and that you find him while it is yet day. But for those children, I'm praying strength. I'm praying joy, a renewing of their spirit. For those children, I'm praying that you will plant forgiveness in their hearts so that they don't have to carry a burden of hatred, so that they don't feel, oh my God. I'm praying for those children, and I'm praying for the mom who has the strength to ask for prayer. I'm praying for the mom who has the strength to fight for her children. I'm praying for the mom, not just this mom, but the mothers that are fighting for their children and the fathers that are fighting for their children to keep them from being abused, to keep them from being hurt and taken advantage of, and to protect them from demonic spirits and presence, and to protect them. I'm praying for the parents that love their children enough to protect them and to give their lives for their children, not to rip the life out of the children, not to rob them of their childhood and of their youth. I'm praying for the parents that have the nerve to stand up for their families. I'm praying for the children that the Lord will give them peace through such a horrible situation, and that the Lord will give them strength, and that the Lord will walk them through forgiveness, because this is something that takes time. It takes a lifetime to deal with. I don't know if you ever get over it, but it takes a lifetime to deal with. And I'm praying that they will allow the Lord to deal with them, to deal with this. Father, whatever your perfect will is, let it be so.
Yes.
Give those children strength to speak truth.
Yes.
Give those children a fire to speak whatever's true. Give them courage like a lion to speak whatever's true. Give them the power to stand strong. Give them what they need to be what you have called and created them to be. Give that mom what she needs to be what you have called and created her to be, helping her to understand that she has family and she has backup, because we go into the spirit realm and fight this. Misha Allah. And we're praying for the predator, if that's the case. If that is a predator, we're praying that that predator will seek forgiveness from the Most High God, and that they will allow the Lord to turn their lives around so that they can be what you want them to be. Whatever's right, Father, we know you will pay. Kisya alaches over that home. You know the situation. Put your hands here. Did she say how many children? La isi on the last one, I was thinking too, Pastor, but Shorasa Hechan. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the babies we pray. For the mom we pray. For the loved ones we pray. We pray healing and deliverance. We pray power and authority. We pray forgiveness and healing. We pray strength. We pray, Lord, that your glory will fill those temples, the temples of those children. We pray, Lord, that your glory will fill the temple of that mom.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that forgiveness will fill the temple of the predator after they repent. La isi alayhum. For every loved one, let there be peace. Let your power move forth, that you will get all the praise, the honor and the glory, and these children's mouths will be fires for your glory, that they will speak the truth, and that they will move forward, and that this will no longer be a stumbling block, but a stepping stone. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
The mother feels guilty too.
Oh my God.
feels guilty.
Yes.
Jesus.
Bala io yo shoromi sana. Kisya aldamia. Fia alamias. Bala ya, Father. You don't deal in guilt, you deal in conviction.
Yes.
And so we know guilt comes from the enemy.
Yes.
Why weren't you marching? Why weren't you there?
Jesus.
Why didn't you do more? Why didn't you? You may have, it's hard to do something about something you know nothing about.
Okay.
It's hard to fight something that you feel powerless to fight.
Okay.
Let your Chosalia help her to get over what the enemy is trying to pour on her.
Yes.
Help her to get over what the enemy is trying to blame her for,
yes,
to stun her growth in Christ.
Yes.
Help her to fight the battle of guilt.
Okay.
Help her to fight the battle of guilt.
Yes.
Whatever happened, happened. Whatever's done, it's done.
Jesus.
Help her to move forward. Only God can change the past. Help her to move forward.
Jesus.
We pray peace over the mom.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can't do what you cannot do. You cannot see what you cannot see. You can't be everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen. Whenever something's going on with children, it's extremely hard because children are so often victims of situations that they had nothing to do with, that they have no control over, and that they don't know how to fight. And my prayer, Abba Ultachis, and my prayer for those babies, they may or may not still be babies, but for those children, for the mom, and for anyone seeking forgiveness, now is the time to seek forgiveness. If you know your life is not where it used to be, or you have deep, dark secrets that only God knows about, you need to bring that to God. You need to confess that to God. It's not that God doesn't know, but you need to confess with your lips and ask God for healing, forgiveness, and deliverance. Because you don't want, as Pastor Sandy say, in the prison they talk about having, they have stuff in their pocket, crime in their pocket. Well, I got, you know, burglary in my pocket. I've got theft in my pocket. I've got this in my pocket. You don't want to have that in your pocket when the Lord comes. In other words, you don't want to have something in your life that you're unrepentant for. You want to get all that into the hands of God. You want to get whatever's you. I'm not saying come to the church and tell all your business. Please don't do that. But please go to God. Please go to God. Tell God everything that's on your heart.
Yes.
He's the only one that can fix it. He's the only one that knows exactly what happened because he too was there.
Yes.
Yes.
He's the only one that knows what was going on in your heart because he was there. And he's the only one that can forgive you because he's still here. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever's happened in your past, and you're still holding on to it because I don't know if I, you can take it to God. You can take it, let me put it in a different way. You need to take that to God. You need not wait. You need to take that to God because you don't want to get caught with that unrepented sin in your pocket and get left behind over something that could have been resolved over a prayer. Amen.
Amen.
You don't want to do that. It's not necessary. Don't let the rapture catch you without oil in your lamp. Remember, five wise and five foolish, what side are you on? Because in the twinkling of an eye, in an instant, he showed me a vision once. Do I have time to talk to tell this little vision? Okay. Long time ago, I don't even remember how long ago it was, but during the S4C time, he showed me a vision. I was on a stage, outdoor theater, and I was preaching, and it was only maybe less than a dozen people. A seating for like 500-600, but it was only good morning, but it was only like maybe a dozen people there, kind of scattered out. But there was this one cluster of young people, young adults, like four of them, in a row, and they were sitting and they were watching me, and I'm preaching and I'm sweating. Remember how I used to sweat when we first, I would put sweat was pouring off me. I was preaching my heart out and I was preaching. I'm like, don't let the Lord catch you with your work undone. Go to God, forgive them. And they were just sitting there watching, no reaction. They were just watching. Just watching, pretty much like people do now. They hear you preaching, they hear the message, they hear you talking, but they're not gonna take part. They're gonna just watch. And in the middle of me talking, in the middle of my ministering to them, because I was looking directly at them at this time. But here's the part that blew my mind. Have y'all ever seen these cartoons like the Road Runner or something, and they take off running so fast, but the image of them is still there?
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? That's how it was. And I found myself, and I was standing behind them, watching them. I was gone on the stage, but my image was still there. Their brain hadn't caught up with what happened. You remember that? Because their brain hadn't caught up to the fact that I was no longer there.
Yeah.
So they still saw the image, and I was standing behind them watching. Mm-hmm. I was gone, but I was standing behind them, and I'm watching them watch me while I wasn't there.
Wow.
And it was over. That's how fast it'll happen. They couldn't even conceive, their brain couldn't catch up with the fact that this is a new image now. That's no longer, it's going to happen that fast. You're not going to have time to repent. There's not going to be time to get it right. There's not going to be time for anything. It's going to happen like that. And I asked the Lord, and first of all, I said, Lord, why am I behind what I'm doing still there? And he said, no, I needed you to see them. They hadn't even caught up yet. It happened so fast, they didn't see it happen until after it was well over. People, they go, when it happens, I'll just repent. It's going to be over before your mind can figure out it's over. It's going to be that quick. He told me it's going to be that quick. It was just a handful of people there listening. And every one of them were still there. Every person that I was praying for and preaching to was still there, sitting there. Well, those four were still sitting there. I don't know about the three or four that were on the other side, but those four were still sitting there, listening to the word, unrepentant, waiting to see what he's going to holler about next. And it all happened. Don't let that happen to you, especially while you have time to get it right. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
This is from Norma.
Norma?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Just disappeared on me. Okay.
I know the feeling.
She says that she's mostly tired and exhausted. She can do very little around the house, but she does it anyway. 2 months ago, she was diagnosed with melanoma. 2 weeks ago, she was diagnosed with skin cancer. She says it's all up to God now. He has the last word.
Mm-hmm.
She needs him with her, with all of her heart and soul. She kept it to herself, but now the battle, now his battle is a fight for her.
Amen. What's her name?
Norma.
Norma. Norma, whenever you hear this prayer, have some anointed oil. I need you to anoint your hands.
This is actually from Warhammer 4-1.
Oh, okay. Warhammer. When you get in touch with Norma, I need her to anoint her hands. If she doesn't have any oil, I'm happy to send it to her. Anoint her hands. And then lay hands where the issues are. Wherever the issues are. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times God has healed in this house. I don't know how many people God has healed throughout this ministry. But you don't need me there. You don't need us there. Because the same God that we're talking to, I believe, is the same God you talk to.
Amen.
You ask our God, because he has no respect to person. You ask our God for healing. Lord, according to your will for my life, I need healing. According to what your plan is for my life, I need healing. And whatever your answer is, fix my mind to receive it, whether it is what I'm asking for or whether you desire something different. help me to receive whatever your answer is in the name of Jesus. Because I know you may think, you may not believe this, but sometimes God's plan is different from ours.
Yeah.
I know sometimes, you know, you think God has to follow your directions to the letter, and whatever you ask him, that's the way it all. I'm not talking to her. I'm just talking to us in general. And I know we think that God must answer our prayers exactly the way we said it, because, you know, I ask and it shall be given. You know, but you know, God did have a plan before you got here.
Amen.
And he had a plan for your life before you had a life.
Yes.
Amen. And so everything we ask God, we need to ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done.
Yes.
Because I don't want God to give me something he doesn't want me to have. Sometimes God will allow you to have stuff that you've asked for. I didn't say give it to you, but sometimes he'll allow you to have stuff you asked for just to shut you up. So you'll see, I told you you didn't need that. I told you you didn't need that. Mm-hmm. I told you what was going to happen if you got it. You just had to. I got time to tell this one story?
Sure.
Okay. I had just got to California. I ain't know nothing, nobody. I found me a little Baptist church that was hopping. Ooh. I got in there and saw somebody. I'm like, ooh, Lord, that's a nice one right there, Lord, right there. Lord, can I have it? Lord, can I have it? Oh, Lord. And the Lord said, yeah. Lord, can I? Lord, you know, and he said, yeah, all right. And I prayed for like 3 months. Lord, 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 he let me have it. I had about 2 weeks. Lord, please.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, I don't want this no more. Lord, please take this back. Lord, please, that I told you. You didn't need that in the first place, because
right.
He didn't send me here for that.
That's right.
He sent me here for ministry. Eyes got big, saw something. I never asked the Lord for nothing else again like that ever. I said, Lord, whatever's mine, you'll send it. Because I didn't need that no way. It took me 2 weeks to realize, Lord, you was right. Mm. I did not need that. Please come get it. I don't. please come get it. You may have it. I no longer want this. Thank you. And then they never ask. How long have I been here in California? 86.
It's a long time.
I know that. How long? 86, 1986 to 2021. How long ago? How long is that?
34 years.
In 34 years, I never asked him that question again. Because I learned my lesson that time.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen. God may not give you everything you want, because you may not need that. You ask for a Rolls Royce and you can't handle a bicycle. You ask the Lord, whatever your will is for my life, that's what I want. If healing is in your will for my life, I want the healing in the name of Jesus. If you choose not to heal me, it's not because you can't, it's because you chose not to. And so it frees you up. It frees you up from worrying about when is the Lord going to do it? When is the Lord? I'm like, well, whatever the Lord does, I'm fine. Pastor Dan used to say all the time, well, I can't wait to see what the Lord's going to do next. We're praying for your healing complete. We're praying for your complete healing. But we're asking that the Father's will be done. Whatever your perfect will is. Because he might say, I don't want to heal you. I want to snatch you up. I'll take the snatch.
Amen.
You can stay here healed. I'll take the snatch if that's what it is. Come on, y'all wake up.
Amen, yes.
Y'all all, are they, Abigail, are they asleep or are they praying?
I think they're praying.
They're praying? Okay. I need David here. Amen. David laugh at my jokes. That boy, I love that boy. Good morning. Good morning. Father God, we pray healing and deliverance over Norma. We pray healing and forgiveness. If there's anything in her life that is not like you, remove it. We're standing in the gap with our sister soldier. We're standing in the gap for healing and deliverance. We're standing in the gap for peace in her mind. She's done all she knows to do. She's done all she can, but she's still standing. Father, we're standing with her. We're bracing up with her. We're praying, Lord, for her complete deliverance. Let your perfect will be done. Give her continued peace in her mind. Continue to stir up the joy in her spirit. Continue to give her a spirit of ministry, of ministering to others. God, continue to work in her atmosphere on her behalf so that others will receive Christ. Others will be healed and delivered through her. And that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I never thought I'd be praying to people around the world. I never thought that. I never thought it was possible. How many planes can you take to get to so many places at the same time? Amen. In my mind, there was no such thing as YouTube and enter this and none of that. It was none of that. You know, and if it was, I didn't know anything about it. And here we are ministering around the world at one time, in one spot, in one place. How awesome is God?
Awesome.
Amen. Amen. What you got, Mama?
Zoe is asking for prayer for her classmate. His name is Amante.
Mm-hmm.
He's a neighbor, and he goes to a lot of parties. His mother committed suicide a month ago after being questioned about a stabbing murder of the apartment manager. The mother was a drug addict.
Wait a minute, Zoe. Our Zoe?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The mother was a drug addict, and there's fear that the addictive behavior will attach to the younger generation.
Okay. Zoe, you know I will. That's our girl. What's she like, 16, 17, 15? War soldier. I mean, just a prayer warrior. She prayed over her mom. Mom was healed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen?
How awesome is that?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, anoint my hands. Brothers, y'all, come on up here. Y'all stand up here. I don't like y'all back there in the back. Y'all not guests. Y'all family. Hallelujah. Our little sister Zoe. And her mom, sensational.
Yes.
I did it right?
Yes.
No disrespect. I just have issues with names. I don't know what it is. I'm really good at a lot of stuff. I'm horrible with names. I don't know what it is. Have I always been this way?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. She said it awfully fast, like she's waiting on me to ask it. Didn't you? You noticed that, didn't you? Amen. He's like, man, well, you know. Y'all, step up. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our little sister, your daughter Zoe, is asking for prayer for
Amante.
For Amante. Yes. Father, we don't know all the pieces of the puzzle. We don't know everything that went on. We don't know all the things that have happened. But I know you know. You are able to heal. That might, they go to a lot of parties, which means they're probably exposed to a lot of demons, and they're probably exposed to a lot of demonic spirits, and they're probably exposed to things that are turning them away from you and turning them toward a particular type of spirit. Father, you are able to stop them in their tracks. You're able to block what the enemy is trying to do to them. And you're able to send healing and deliverance for them.
Yes.
Father, you are able to make a change in that young man's life. As Zoe prays for him, as we pray for him, we're praying for his healing and deliverance. We're praying for whatever's going on in that atmosphere that he lives in. We're praying that your perfect will be done. Forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness. Move anything that's not like you away from him so that he will have a clear vision of your will for his life. In Jesus' name. And Father, we're also asking that you would continue to cover Zoe and her mom. Wherever they are, whatever they're doing, cover them by your power and by your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many more?
This is our last one, and it's a praise report.
Well, praise on.
Erica.
Uh-huh.
Her husband.
No, we have two Ericas.
Let me tell you, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The whole family was affected with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
The husband went to the hospital twice,
right?
He's home, back at work.
What?
And everyone else is doing a lot better.
Oh, praise God. That's beautiful. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Because when we got that first report, it was like going to the hospital, and this one's been twice, and this one, man, it was just awful. But the prayer team hit their knees. And listen, I don't know about anybody else. I can't say yes, no, good, bad, or nothing. But this prayer team that the Lord has established in this house, not in this building, but in this house, all right? Don't think I'm just talking about the people that show up on Sunday that are local. I'm talking about the people that God has placed in this ministry that are part of this prayer team that are placed in different places around the globe. Awesome. awesome, amazing track record. God used all of these people in different aspects of God's ministry, because this is all God's ministry.
Yes.
All these people in different aspects, doing multiple things, praying for other people, and God is just amazing. Some of the people that are on the team haven't been in a building since the planned crackdemic of the what? I'm sorry, the
the pandemic.
Or as my daughter say, the pandemonium.
No,
that she said, don't tell her. Okay, I'm sorry. Forget I said that last part about my daughter said it. Forget that. Okay. Forget Asia said that. What I'm. Scratch Asia's name from the record. Don't say that. Amen. They're amazing people. Listen, I only have a handful of people I talk to. Let me harass y'all for a little while, if I may. Amen. It's just an amazing group of people that are in this part of this ministry, whether they're in this house or not. Amazing people around the world that God has placed. They have tremendous gifts. Let me tell you something, y'all. She said that's it. Is there anything in the chat room, Nikki, Asia, that we need to address? Okay, she said we need to address them because I'm going to wrap it up in a minute. Let me share something with you that the Lord shared with me. See, S4C has been a church for 17 years. Pastor Drew, is that about right? 17
yes,
years?
Yes.
May 4th was 17 years.
Yeah.
Or 18 years.
17
years.
Yeah.
17 years. 17 is very significant. 17 is very significant. We've been here 17 years last month, because this is June now, right?
Yes.
Last month we've been here. Pastor Stan said, we didn't celebrate enough. I thought we were too busy preaching and teaching and praying and trying to get people into every day is a celebration that we're still here. And, 17 is a significant number. And so the Lord put this house together. The Lord created this ministry for his own purpose. Yeah, the Lord created this ministry for his own purpose. This is not something that Pastor Sandy and I planned. This is something that the Lord spoke. The Lord is soon to come. He shared with me before this ministry started, and I shared with my wife before we even knew a S, a 4, or a C. I can't tell you a lot of it, but the part that I can tell you is that we were sitting at the gate. We were in like a train, and there were thousands and thousands of parts to this train.
Compartments.
You know those compartments? It was to the point, when I looked back, I couldn't see the end of the train. It was that. Do you remember me telling you this? This was before the church, right? Mm-hmm. Before we even met Sandy then, wasn't it? Okay. It was so many people coming and going. It went into the clouds. That's how I didn't know what it meant. I do now. And so Sandy and I were in this in the engine car. I don't know what they call the train, the lead car with the engine on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting at the track and we were waiting. I looked over to my left, and the enemy had come out of the cage. And I said, well, we should go because he's coming. He said, no, you wait. He was coming out of the cage. He said, you can't go until he crosses and enters into that city. The train is right here. The enemy came out. He went across. He would enter into the city. And we took off. When the train took off, we went straight up into a cloud. We went straight up into the clouds. So there's going to be a cloud party, y'all. We went straight up into the cloud. Thousands of trains of compartments that were filled with gifts and filled with people, and people were constantly coming and going, and it just went straight. It went straight up. Amen.
Amen.
And the enemy, and while we were, as soon as the enemy crossed and went into the city, we were gone. We left before he did his thing.
Right before.
We saw him enter into the city, and we left, and it was all over. That was before we started the church. I shared that dream with my wife so I'd have a witness 17, 18 years later. And it's happening. Everything he showed me, except one thing, which is in progress right now, every prophecy, every dream, everything he showed me, everything has happened, except one thing that's happening now, and we're out of here. So I don't care who gives up. I don't care who says the Lord's not coming. I don't care who says this is not going to happen and that's not going to happen. I know for a fact it's going to happen. I'm on the stage right now and I'm preaching. Don't let this thing happen and you're still sitting in the seat thinking you're watching me when I'm already gone. Amen. God bless you. Is that it? One more prayer? Give it to me.
We're going to be praying for Dean's oldest sister.
Dean's oldest sister.
He had a massive stroke and is on life support, and they are getting ready to take her off life support.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm going to need everybody to, just because I need to pray. Dean is on life support now, or Dean's sister?
His oldest sister.
His oldest sister. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need you all to pray. Did y'all say it again so they can hear what we're praying for?
Dean's oldest sister had a massive stroke and is on life support, and they're getting ready to take her off life support.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Did the young lady come with them?
I don't know.
Did the young lady come with? Come here, young lady. That's right, you. I'm gonna do. I just want her up here. I'll pray when we're done. Shabia Adolion. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for that young woman that's on life support. We don't know what your perfect will is, because that's what we're asking. We don't know if your perfect will is for healing or bringing her home. But we're praying, Father, that she has accepted you and that she knows who you are. We're praying that she has a relationship with you, even if it's a relationship like the man on the cross who accepted Jesus Christ at the last moment. And the Lord said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Even if it's that kind of relationship, as long as she is with you, that's what matters. Because you're more concerned about her eternal life than her physical life. So whatever your perfect will is, let that be done. We're praying for healing and deliverance. But more than that, we're praying for relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're praying that if there's any sin, that it will be removed and forgiven. We're praying that if there is anything in our atmosphere that is not like you, that you would heal her. Father, we're praying that you would let your perfect will be done. If it is life to be breathed back into her, breathe in her the breath of life. If it is herself, it's her soul that you want, we pray that it has been healed, washed by the blood of Jesus, and cleansed and ready to receive, to be received in the kingdom. Whatever your perfect will is, Lord, as long as you get the glory, as long as you get the praise, and as long as you get the honor, we bless you. We pray for the family, for whatever your will is. Fix their mind to receive whatever your perfect will is. You know what our desire is, but your will is more important than our desire. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. Touch the family, the loved ones, the friends. Touch the hands of the doctors, the nurses, the care team. Whatever is necessary, let it be so. We give you praise this day in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for being with us. We are out of time. We're going to be praying after service. See, the one thing that you guys miss is we don't get to lay hands on you after prayer. Amen. But we're praying with you. If you're ever in this neck of the woods, please come home. We'd love to have you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Unplug me. I got to pray. Amen. Yes, I remember.